So, just come away from the office after kind of recovering some semblance of editing Sweetback. So, updated to iMovie 10 today after installing MSX Maverick last night, because I always update to the latest and greatest operating system. Might be a little bit noisy until I get to the car. And yeah, iMovie 10 is completely different. It corrupted all my folder. I have sort of no idea where all my projects and events and everything else sort of disappeared to. So that was a bit of a nightmare. So then I downloaded iMovie 909, which is a gig in itself. It just took a while. And then it said it wouldn't install it because it didn't need to, which is a little bit sort of arrogant on Apple's part that I didn't need to, because there was another version of it that was later. Well, I do need to, because it corrupted the bloody folder and everything. So, or at least, it didn't corrupt it, but it's not showing it. And the layout of 10 is just a nightmare. It's this homogenised mess of somebody who just buys a camera and plugs it in, doesn't really care about events and all this, you know, different projects and folders and indexing stuff. And it's just, I just don't know how anybody's going to get on with it. So, luckily, I've got some kind of edit suite back. The videos of today are not the best, because Wirecast doesn't necessarily work with Mavericks very well. It was blanking out the screens on the cameras, it was dropping frames, the audio is a little bit stilted. Hang on a sec. Oh, I'm just loading my bag in my car. So, just nightmare scenario, especially recording Pie Street Live. I have just been able to put together a clip which with the intro on it, with the sponsor, because we've got at Hoster Helen from Twitter has sponsored the shows this month. And so we've got four or five from today. We've got another four or five to do tomorrow, but I want to try and fix those issues. So I'm going to come in early in the morning to see if I can do some test recordings and set up some streaming to see what kind of level of streaming we can get, and see if I can record both. I might have to record a sort of standard copy locally, and as long as I get decent audio, and that should be okay. But bit of a nightmare situation, really. You don't want that kind of thing on your main machine. I always do it, though. I always seem to do it, and I don't put a backup plan in place, which is stupid, I know, but especially when you're sort of in a working environment like that, I guess it's because it's all cutting edge. I kind of just throw my caution to the wind and play with it. But I think I got a message back by Wirecast that they're not a fully-fledged working version for Maverick, but it is being worked on, so I hope that comes out soon, because I know there's a lot of people who are using it and would want that. So yeah, we've done the best we can with what we've got today. We'll put all those videos up later, probably tomorrow morning. Actually, I'll probably get off about 6 and go over there and do that, get those videos up, and then get ready for tomorrow afternoon's shooting. And it might be that we shoot all the video on the DSLR to get the quality and set up a microphone and just capture the audio separately. We'll see how it goes, but little bit of a mini nightmare, but nightmare averted for the time being. Quite keen now to clear down my iMovie folder and try and find some way to put all that stuff in the cloud so I can work on it from any kind of computer anywhere. So I might have to do a whole kind of screencast, quickcast thing on that. I also really need the video editing capabilities to be able to put this video together for a client before the weekend. So I'm glad I've got some kind of baseline system to work on. But yeah, mini nightmare. I just hope screen flow works on Maverick, else we're really, really screwed. Anyway, update later. See you later. Bye.